Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so freaking hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you today. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today. So you have that life that you love to be with those you love whenever the heck you want to do it. But it's more than just your own comfort and convenience, right? It's about really about how to have that effect on other people's lives. Because as you're blessed financially, you can bless the lives of others and create that ripple effect through their lives. And guys, I am so excited to have you guys here today. Thank you so much for binging, as you guys have been sharing with me. I know you got a lot of episodes to get through, so best of luck on that one. And then secondly, also, just thank you so much for sharing and growing this so I can create a ripple effect through your lives and the lives of those around you too. So guys, this is awesome. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs on there, as well as the ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can get now to see how my average clients freed up $34,000 in the first year alone. So check that out.
Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out.
All right. So today I've got a special guest here that came as a referral. So you actually know one of our guests that came on recently, with Kyle, when we had him on talking about real estate and whatnot. He says, Chris, like, if there's anybody you got to know this guy, Travis Chappell here, and especially if you guys have ever wondered in your life saying, hey, should I, do like what Chris is doing or what these other guys are doing? Should I create my own podcast or my own YouTube channel or something like that? Is this something I should be doing? Is this the right path for me? Or is it, I should focus elsewhere, and that's really what Travis is the master of, because he's a podcast coach for one. He's also a consultant and a real estate investor and a professional connector too. He actually is the creator and host of the Build Your Network, which is actually a top 25 business podcast. So go ahead and check that out. Build Your Network. It's dedicated to helping entrepreneurs cultivate genuine relationships, not the crappy old, inauthentic crap that you hear out there all the time. It's the real stuff, growing your inner circle and leveraging a powerful network the right way. So Travis, welcome to our show.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot for having me, man.
You bet, man. So give us a little bit about your backstory. What even led you to this place right now?
Yeah, so, how far back do you want is, I guess, a good question.
Well, I mean, you can go back to your birth days, but, you could just start kind of around your professional path and what even started getting you from, because I know you did real estate investing before, and now you've kind of cooled that off, and now you're more in the podcast space. Tell us more about that transition.
Yeah, so I always had the entrepreneurial itch. I was the kid that showed up at elementary school with a bunch of stuff to sell to the other kids. I started my first quote-unquote business before my senior year of high school with a buddy of mine. We were just doing landscaping. We mowed lawns and we put in lawns and fixed sprinklers and did sod jobs and worked with manure and all that good stuff. And then I took that into college, and probably my junior year of college, a friend of mine started knocking on doors. Doing door-to-door sales. And I saw a paycheck of his one time and I was like, oh, that's super interesting. Can you get me an interview? Got me an interview. And I just kind of took off in door-to-door for quite a while. So I kind of started my door-to-door career there. I was 19 or 20. And took that for 6-7 years, really, in doing door-to-door sales. So door-to-door sales, training, management, recruitment, you name it, like all of the above for the door-to-door sales industry. Sold solar, I sold alarms, I sold water purification machines, multiple different products in that time period, made hundreds of thousands of dollars knocking on doors and selling stuff. And but I really got burnt out on it, and I didn't want to do it anymore. So when I looked into my future, I kind of, you know, took stock of what I was going to be doing at that point, and was just like, man, I don't want to be knocking on doors for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And so I took a step back, kind of like in the middle of my door-to-door career. Is the first time, it was after the first year that I had made six figures. So the first year that I pulled six figures, selling alarms door-to-door, I took a step back and just kind of was like, what do I do? I don't want to do this long-term. And I was cool with doing, with knocking doors as long as I needed to, but I just wanted to have another plan in place. So took about 6 months or so, took some time off, and really just thought about what I wanted to do, and jumped into personal development because that's what was helping me figure out what I wanted to do. And then through listening to and finding podcasts, I just kind of started thinking about, hey, this could be a cool career path. And so then that's when I started the show. And then kind of sprinkled throughout that entire journey was some real estate investing, because I grew up in a real estate household. My dad was a real estate agent from the time that I was like, I think he started when I was like three.
Right.
So, you know, walking properties on the weekends and sitting at open houses was kind of part of growing up.
Right.
And so like during the door-to-door time, you know, I'd take some money that I made in door-to-door and put it into some investment properties. And then 2018, we did like five flips that year, which was like the most investing that we did. And then 2019, I told my dad, who's my partner on those deals, I told him that I was really wanting to take a step back and focus on the podcast, because I felt like I was hitting some momentum with it. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been focusing as much on it as of late. We sold pretty much all of our properties in 2019, and we only have one rental left at this point. But
you're all in.
Yeah. So during that time period is when I decided to go full time with the podcast. So I started full-time online marketing and podcasting in October of 2018. So mm-hmm. It's only been like a little bit over a year now that I've been doing all this stuff 100% full-time.
But that gives you
a synopsis of the journey.
That's incredible. And why did you choose that path? Like, what was it that really intrigued you over everything else you could have done? Why did you go the podcast route?
Freedom was at the top of the list. I like to travel. I like to go see things. We were kind of talking before we hit the record button about my mastermind, cool people, cool places. Mm-hmm. I like to travel around. I like to see different parts of the world. And although the money that I was making when I was doing door to door was enough to allow me to be able to spend money on a trip if I wanted to, when I was gone, I didn't make money. Right. There was nothing making money for me when I was gone. I had to come back. So I had to hustle before I left so that I could make up for the fact that I was going to be gone for a week and a half. And then when I got back, I had to hustle again for the fact that I was gone for a week and a half. So
yeah, build that momentum back. Yeah,
sure. So when I was looking at the next thing, I was like, I want it to be something where my location doesn't matter, where I can have time freedom, sure. Financial freedom, obviously, but location freedom was super important to me. And I knew podcasting, you know, like, you and I are talking right now. I'm on a microphone at my office at my home in Las Vegas, and it looks like you're in your office in Utah. So, you know, we don't have to be in a centralized location to be able to make this happen. And that was something that really intrigued me about it. Plus the income potential and the gross to net profit margin ratio, it was significantly different than a lot of the other industries that I was looking at. So that was kind of a secondary thing. Another thing was my network. I knew that I needed to get out and meet more people, and I knew that I wanted relationships with a lot of the top entrepreneurs in the space. If I was going to learn how to become a top entrepreneur in the space, I wanted to get around those people. And a podcast has proven to be the perfect excuse in order for me to jump in front of a lot of the people and get into a lot of the circles that I wanted to get in from the beginning. So yeah, there's three reasons right off the top of my head, but I think probably the number one at the time especially was just that location freedom, being able to work from wherever, whenever, and having control over that.
And that's a very real thing. I mean, I know a lot of listeners here already right now that they could be dentists, they could be doctors, they could be people that are working, you know, not just 40 hours a week, but usually 50, 80 plus hours a week, right? And they make amazing money, right? They make great money, you know, very comfortable living, but they don't have a life. And they don't have that freedom to be able to leave whenever they want. They have to make this massive plan just to be able to say, okay, I got to step away because I don't have all the systems in place to make sure they keep getting paid even when they're not working. And that's such a big valid point.
Yeah, man. I mean, if this show is all about doing what you love, that's what I do. To me, I didn't want to live a life that I needed to retire from. I wanted to live a life that I love my whole life, not have to wait until I'm 65 to go see the world and travel and go to the places that I wanted to go to. Like, I want to do that stuff right now. And so I just kind of figured out a way to make that happen.
Yeah. So how would someone know if it's the right thing for them to do? Because for example, like I started doing podcasting in 2008, right, with my very first show. And my whole purpose was one, I wanted to get rid of the frequently asked questions. And so if someone asked the same question over and over, especially as I was, you know, consulting with people and whatnot, I'd say, here, go listen to this for the next 10, 20 minutes or whatever, right? Yeah. And so I'd say, here, this is my leverage of my time. More lately, it's become, even though I've been able to, you know, be financially independent and I can, you know, not have to do this, it's for me, it's like an outlet. It's like for me to be able to teach, which is what I ultimately love doing, you know, but for different people, if they're in different careers or professions right now, like why would podcasting be an advantage for them?
If you are in business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you are in a corporate setting and you're a corporate executive and it's your goal just to climb the corporate ladder, whatever that goal is, like you should have a podcast for a number of reasons. First and foremost is your network. It does wonders, absolute wonders for your network. I remember one of the first times I realized this, Chris, I was reaching out to a guy who I had a lot of respect for, who was a big influencer in the business world. It was when I first started my show. And I reached out and I asked him for a 3-minute phone call. I was like, hey, I would love to just ask you one quick question. Can we jump on a 3-minute phone call? And he replied, which was cool, but he said, no, I can't do that. I have people in my mastermind that pay $30,000 a year to get access to my cell phone. It wouldn't be fair to them. And I was like, hey, totally understand that. I can respect that. And he saw in my email signature that I had a podcast. I didn't even mention it. He just saw it. He was like, oh, but I'd be happy to come on the podcast. I was like, wait. So you're going to say no to a 3-minute phone call.
Yeah.
But you're going to say yes to a 45-minute recorded podcast interview that I can release on my platforms and share credibility with you. Like there's something to this podcasting thing. You know, it gives you the perfect excuse. A lot of people don't reach out to people that they like, that they really respect because they don't know what to say to them. You know, it's like, hey, Gary Vaynerchuk, I like your stuff. And it's like, okay, so does everybody else in the world. Like what, like, what else? You know what I mean? So like having a podcast gives you the perfect excuse to reach out to them and say like, hey, we'd love to have a conversation on a podcast, which then all of a sudden becomes a value add to the person that you're asking because they're getting in front of an audience that they may not already be in front of, which allows them to move their message forward, sell more products and services, increase their net worth, whatever it is that their goals are. So first and foremost, it does wonders for your network. Even if you never made a dime and nobody ever freaking listened, doesn't matter. Like you're getting interviews with people and being able to like have conversations like that it's like I said, absolutely exploded my network from literally knowing zero people that are successful in business to now having interviewed over $12 billion in net worth on my podcast over the last couple of years. So network is first and foremost. Secondly, it's a really great accountability partner for learning. If you're somebody who likes to learn and you want something to keep you accountable to continuously improving, especially in a certain area or niche, then start a podcast there. I wouldn't know near as much as I know about networking now if I didn't start the Build Network podcast, because I feel like I owe it to my audience to constantly be improving and to constantly be bringing value with the content that I create for them. So, you know, I've read all the top networking books. I've gone to a bunch of networking events to get better at it. Like I've done all the ins and outs and I've learned as much as I can so that I can share more effectively to my audience on my show. It's been a huge accountability partner because I know every single Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I got to release something. I got to be talking about something about networking. And if I get too repetitive, then people are just going to move on from me. So like I have to be willing to grow with my audience or else my audience is going to outgrow me. And I want my audience to continue to grow, but I want to grow with them. Like I want it to be like, we're all growing together. And so it's a perfect accountability partner for learning things. That's another non-financial motivation to having a show, right? So like even those two things, you never make a dime, you never get a listener, you're still increasing your knowledge like crazy, and you're increasing your network like crazy. But then we get into those things, right? Like number three, what about finances? If you run a business or that sells a service, like, you know, you have clients that you chat with, or you're a real estate investor and you're trying to get more private lenders and things like that, this podcast acts as a relationship builder for you. It's an automated relationship builder, literally, like you are talking to a microphone for a certain period of time, and somebody right now could be listening to an episode that you put out in 2008, Chris. You know what I'm saying? Like, it lives forever, and they can find it at any point, and they can listen to it, and they can build a relationship with you without ever even talking to you. And what does building a relationship mean? It means trust. And what does trust mean? Trust means transactions.
Yeah.
There's no buying relationship without trust. And so if you can prove your worth and your value over a long period of time of continuing to add value over a podcast totally for free, then it's going to affect your bottom line. I guarantee it. As long as you plan the podcast in the proper way and make sure that you have the right audience in mind, that you're creating content for them. Like, it has to be structured. There has to be some thought that goes into it, but it will increase your bottom line. And then networking, knowledge, more income, for any business, it's gotta be the number one biz dev tool available. You meet more people, your content's constantly living somewhere, selling stuff for you while you're not even having to work on it. So many reasons. I could keep going on and on, man. There's so many reasons to have a show.
You know, it's true. Like, I've had a lot of people say, you know, Chris, like, what's the best way for people to get to know you better? Or what's the best way for, you know, people to learn what you teach, you know, and should I set up a call with you? I'm like, well, you could, but you know, the best thing is to see if they're my flavor is just send them my podcast, you know, have them take a listen, you know, see what they like, if they like it or not. Cause if they don't like me there, they won't like me on the phone, most likely, you know, I'm pretty much who I am, you know,
that's the biggest thing is that it attracts the people that you want to attract.
Yeah.
Because if somebody listens to 10 episodes of your show and they don't resonate with you, they don't like you, they're not going to take advantage of the call to action and jump on a call with you.
That's right.
The person who does get to that point, they actually physically take their phone out from a call to action that you had on an audio piece that they're listening to in their car. They take their phone out, they go to your URL, they fill out a form to hop on a call with you. Like, that's a very, very warm prospect. Even if they're not qualified to buy your products or services, that's still the type of person that you want into your world, because that's the person that resonates with you. Like, they vibe with you, they get you, or else they wouldn't be reaching out, because they've had the opportunity to get to know you over the last 10 episodes they listened to. And if they didn't like what they heard, they would just stop listening and they wouldn't reach out. And there are probably a lot of people that do that. Well, that doesn't matter to you. Like, you are just putting it out there to attract the people that you really resonate with and that resonate with you.
That's absolutely 100% true. I can't agree enough. It's like, to me, it's like one of your best business cards. You know, like,
yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly.
And that, I haven't had a business card in 7 years.
as you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Yeah. I have a networking podcast, and I always talk about why business cards are obsolete and why you shouldn't use them, and that there's so many other better ways to do it. So we're definitely on the same page on that. But those are all, even everything that I just mentioned, those are all short-term benefits too. The long-term, the big long-term benefit is if you put out consistent quality content for long enough, you're going to start creating like this base of super fans, people that just love everything that you do. And that is a future-proof business.
That's right. I'll
say that again. Super fans are the key to a future-proof business. Like, if you have people that just love what you do so much because you put out so much stuff that's helped them get to a different level in their life, then it doesn't matter what you create next. It doesn't matter what business you do. You will have a certain degree of success guaranteed, because the people that are following you just want to see you be successful because you've helped them so much.
That's right.
Having that base of people, even if it's only 50, 75, 100, like, the number you want to shoot for is 1,000. If you can get 1,000 true fans, super fans of what you do, then you can build whatever you want to build in life. But if you have 20, if you have 50, if you have 7, like, you can build a lot of different things based on just having people that you've added so much value to that they just can't help but support whatever it is that you do. And they want to be a part of whatever it is that you do because they're on board for Chris. They want
make
more
everything easier. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
Awesome. This has been great, man. And clearly you're the authority over me in this kind of realm. So if people want to follow you and figure out like how they can do it themselves, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Sure. So travischappell.com, you can head over there, C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L. All my stuff is over there, social links and everything. I'm probably most active on Instagram, which would be at Travis Chappell. And then if you are an entrepreneur out there and you are just super busy and you don't want to take the time to figure out all the tech stuff and how media hosts work and distribution and platforms and equipment and software and all the stuff that it takes to actually produce a podcast, then you can head over to travischappell.com/make-my-podcast. That's travischappell.com/make-my-podcast. There's a quick application there that leads to a phone call with me where we'll chat to see if it'd be a good fit for my team at World Class Media to build your podcast for you so that you can focus on what you're good at, which is selling your products and services and fulfilling your clients' needs.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely put that in the show notes there for people to click on because that's key. So guys, if you're ever considering doing something like this, if you want to create a way to really expand and grow and create more impact in people's lives, and podcasting or YouTube could be the thing, definitely check out Travis's site there. So we'll have that in the show notes. But you know, Travis, really appreciate your time today. It's been awesome.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And everybody else, thanks for joining us as well today. Just remember to go check it out. And remember, it's about taking action. Action is what leads to real results, not just being a listener, but a doer as well. So go make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.